Mackenzie was 18 months old when Tracy adopted her from the Ohio Child Welfare System. Mackenzie came into care at 2 weeks of age, and her adoptive family was her second placement. Tracy adopted Kennedy when she was just 3 days old, and her adoptive family was her first placement. During this clip, Kennedy and Mackenzie discussed special portions of their adoption story with their adoptive mother, Tracy.
I'll start first. Why did you pick me to adopt?
Because I saw your cute little face. They sent me a picture, and you had this look, and you were looking, you had these big old fat cheeks, and I was like, oh, look at the cheeks. And we used to call you, before we saw you and saw how tiny you were, we used to call you Big Mac, because you had these big old fat cheeks. But, That was probably the thing that most made me want to adopt you, because you just had the cutest little face, and it just said, you were my daughter. My Kennedy, time. You have a question?
What do you remember most about first meeting me?
What do I remember most about first meeting you? I remember that you were so tiny. You were a little teeny tiny thing, and you had the cutest round head. And when I first held you, you sneezed in my face. And I guess I figured that meant that we were supposed to be together forever. You were sealing the deal with your sneeze. That was probably the most memorable thing. You were just so tiny and so cute and just adorable.
That was pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. Have either of you ever felt like you were not a part of this family?
No.
Nope.
No? Why not?
Because I know you love me.
Ken?
No. I was raised here. I belong here.
Does it bother either of you to tell your friends that you're adopted?
No.
No? How come?
Because I'm proud of it. Like I said, I feel like it's a blessing just around America. But mainly for me, too, because I don't know what type of situation I would be in.
When you guys grow up and you get kids of your own, what will you tell them about your adoption story?
I would tell them how great my mother was. And that's all.
I'll tell my kids that I wouldn't know where I would be if it wasn't for me being adopted by a good family, and that they probably would not be here if it wasn't for my adoption plan.
Do you guys think that there's, or has there been anything that has been difficult about being adopted?
Nope.
Maybe getting through the process of why being adopted. My story of why I was put up for adoption. But besides that, no.
So for you, the difficulty is just kind of processing and understanding why your birth parents made the choice that they made for adoption?
Mm-hmm.
Why does that bother you?
It doesn't really bother me. I just need to think about it more than just, oh, they couldn't afford to take care of me. It's actually more into that. They wanted a family that they knew could take care of me.
Okay.
If you could change anything about the adoption story, what would you change?
I can't say that there's anything that I would change. I mean, I think our stories are perfect. I think you guys are perfect. I think that we are the people that were meant to be together and be the family that we are. Because, I mean, I couldn't ask if I had, you know, given birth to daughters. I couldn't ask for better daughters than you guys. I love you guys to, what do I always say? Infinity and beyond.